Good morning. Welcome to worship. I was a bit concerned when I first stepped down here because you all look so miserable. Well, I hope that you're going to change your mind. And we've got a meeting ahead of us. But before we start that, we're going to just listen to the announcements. And tea and coffee, of course, will be served following our worship. There's no open-air witness today because of manpower, but this gives an opportunity for the band to come in and share tea and coffee and chat to you, because I'm sure if I were to say to the band, what's his name, some of them would be scared stiff, because I don't know them myself, you know, just call you. But they're better. So if you see a bandsman in the coffee and you want to know his name, just pull his shirt and say, who are you? And I'm sure they'll answer you. So no open air, but there will be the coffee fellowship. There's a quiet week again because of holidays, but I believe Friends Together will be meeting at 1:30 on Wednesday. Next Saturday is Stride and Ride, and thank you again for those who volunteered to do slots during the day for that. That's great. Now, next Sunday is Praise on the Prom. There won't be any open air because open air will be at 3:30 in the afternoon. And the band and songsters will be providing music, and Simon Scott will be speaking down there. And it's at the hut down on the seafront. As a special notice about that, the band and songsters, as I've just said, were involved with Praise on the Prom. We are in need of able bodies to assist lifting and shifting chairs on and off a vehicle here at the Spa Gardens as well, and then back again. The process will start following the meeting next Sunday morning, and so if you can help to help load up. Do you want us to load up as soon as the meeting finishes? Yeah, as soon as the meeting finishes, any able-bodied person can help load the van, which will then go down to the Spa Gardens. And then, of course, the reverse, when the Spa Gardens is finished, we'll need to load the lorry again and bring it back here. If you want to know more details, Kevin can let you have those. Dennis Versey's son, Neil, was rushed into hospital very seriously during this week, and he's still in hospital, and so please remember Neil and Dennis in your prayers. A little while ago, David Doy, one of our regular attenders, was promoted to glory, and we ask your prayers for Dorothy, please, in that situation. Now, we've had a request, if anyone knows someone who can host a Ukraine, yeah. Don't spell it with a K, do you? Ukraine. If you see my wife, Rosie, she's received the message that we ask if anybody can, and she can give you more details about it. Thank you for listening. Now I'll hand the meeting over to me. One of the phrases, I'm going to change mics here. There, I'm on. One of the phrases my wife uses, which scares me to death, is I'm on a mission. Because I know what that means. It means the house is going to be tidied. It means for weeks I shall not know where anything is, because it won't be where I left them. They'll be in their rightful place. And so when she says, I'm on a mission, it scares me. But it doesn't scare me to tell you that we as a church are on a mission. And we're not just brought together to say hello and enjoy singing together and coffee together. We're here for a reason, because the Lord has given us a mission, and it comes direct from him. And later in the meeting, we're going to look at that a bit more thoroughly. But let's warm ourselves up before we go out on a mission. And the band have played the tune for our first song. So I invite you to stand together as we sing I want to tell what God has done. Please, would you stand? It's amazing what the Lord can do for you if only you will give him your life and your all. We're going to spend a few moments in prayer and we're going to sing a song. It's 743 in your psalm book, and it says, as we come in prayer before you, we with gratitude would say, thank you, Father, for the family which each member learns to pray. Even when, Lord, your dear children know what family life can mean, when each one keeps close beside you and the love of Christ is seen. 743, and we're playing it to South Shields. We'll just hear a few bars of the tune, Penny, before we remain seated and sing.
Thank you. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity and the privilege of attending your house this morning to worship together and to sing praises to you. But above all, as we look at your word and we find out what your mission for us was as a church and is as a church, that we might listen and we might put it into practice. We think of those who are unable to be with us this morning through holidays, through illness and other reasons. We just ask that right now they will feel the power of our prayers upon them. And so we just simply ask that as we worship here today, we will have moments when you will come very close to us. And we pray, Lord, that that will happen for each one of us. So now go on to bless us as we worship you. Amen. Amen. Somewhere in a field, the captains are camping, and the weather's not been too bad, so that's good. God didn't answer my prayers, but that's good. And they'll be back tomorrow, and I believe the captain then goes off for another 2 days to college, but the boss, Lizette, will be here on Monday. And if there's anything you need to speak to her about, then she will be there. She'll be around. But now I'm going to invite you to listen to the band as they play to us a selection in Deeper Consequence.
Now, here is a time for children and the young at heart. Young at heart, stay where you are. Children, would you like to come and help me? You've not got to do anything on your own, so there's no need to be scared. Come on, yeah, come along. You come, won't you? Yes. Come on, Felicity. Felicity. Any more? Right. Come on, right. Now, do you know what it means to keep a secret? Yeah. What it means that if someone tells you something and they say, now don't tell anyone else, it's a secret, okay? So you can't tell anyone else. So now I'm going to tell you a secret about the captain, but you can't tell him that I told you because it's a secret. Right. Now every Sunday, if you remember, he gets up and he gets all this congregation up. He gets them doing keep fit and hula hoops and all sorts of things. He forgets about people my age who can't fling themselves about and can't remember like Ben all the words and that and actions. So he's expecting me to get this lot up and do all that. But I'm not going to do it. That's my secret. So promise me you won't tell him. When next Sunday comes and he gets everybody up, don't shout out, we didn't do it last week, will you? No, because it's a secret. But what we're going to do, we're going to have a video and we're going to do the actions, but I've chosen one that's very sedate and you don't have to do too much movement so that I'll enjoy it and some of you will as well. So, are you ready? It's called, you know, I'll tell you what it's called. Stand on this piece of paper. No, it's not. Wonderful, wonderful something, isn't it? Just get going with the video and we'll... Oh, would you stand up, please? Yes, that's the opposite. Say, stand up, come on. But look at the screen and follow. Here we go.
I can lie down, go off to sleep, knowing you're watching over me. Wonderful Lord, wonderful God, help me to trust you forever. I need not fear, cause you are near. I can lie down and sleep. Wonderful Lord, wonderful God, you are my shield, my protector. I can lie down, go off to sleep, knowing you're watching over me. Wonderful Lord, wonderful God, help me to trust you forever. I need not fear, cause you are near. I can lie down and sleep in peace. I can lie down, go off to sleep, knowing you're watching over me. Oh, wonderful Lord, oh, wonderful God, help me to trust you forever. I need not fear, cause you are near. I can lie down and sleep in peace.
Isn't that better?
You can sit down now because you've got the strength to sit down, where normally we're whacked. Now, another secret. I'm going to tell you something, but don't tell anyone else. And please don't tell my wife, Rosie, right? Okay? Now, we've been very quiet and sedate, but now you can go into Sunday school and make as much row as you like. And yeah, can you do that? Yeah, go on then. Yeah, off you go, Sunday school. Give them a applause. Come on. Was that wonderful? I feel asleep now after that. That's really wake up, John. Yeah, well. So it's a secret that you must keep as well. When the captain stands up and does his next week, just do it gladly. Don't say, we like it the other way. Please don't say that. Well, now we're going to sing a song which has caused me a lot of trouble this week. It's called Happy, Happy Day. And I sent the program over to the bandmaster and to the pianist, and I put the wrong number on. So I said, don't worry, I sent them another one, and I put the wrong number on. And the third time I sent it to Kevin, I nearly gave up. I put the wrong number the wrong way, hadn't I? So, and then I went to Ben and said about this song. He said, oh, we don't sing that one. So this is the one they're going to sing. And I don't even know what number it is. And it's Happy Day. And Claire will bring us in at the right time. Thank you.
The greatest day in history. Death is beaten, you have rescued me. Shout it out, Jesus is alive. The empty cross, the empty grave. Life eternal, you have won that day. Shout it out, Jesus is alive. He's alive. When I stand in that place, free at last, meeting face to face, I am yours, Jesus, you are mine. Endless joy, perfect peace, the earthly pain finally will cease. Celebrate, Jesus is alive, he's alive.
thank you to the worship group, and well, oh, happy day. Now, of course, we know about that happy day because we belong to him. But out there, there are hundreds of people who don't know about Jesus Christ. They haven't got him in their life. And our mission as a church is to take that message out to those people. And we're going to turn to the Word of God, and it's just two verses which we've used over the last few weeks quite a lot. Matthew 18, verses 18 to 20. And the words will come on the screen, and I invite you to say them along with me. And here we have our mission together. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the end of the age." Amen. Our mission, just in three little verses. Are we good at it? Are we good at it? We're good at coming together, and good at singing, and good at fellowship. But what about mission? What sort of mission is going out from this church? It's something that we should all be concerned about. We'll talk about it in a few moments a little more fully. But now, my sermon is going to be started off with the songsters bringing part of it, and then we'll sing together with a video which will be another part of the message. And then we'll think about how we can perhaps become missionaries from this church out into the world and tell more people about Jesus Christ. And so the songsters are going to sing to us, "When Jesus Comes Near." that special time when God comes near. We're going to sing together now another video, and it's called Build Your Kingdom, Lord. And this is the second part of what I want to talk about this morning. So we remain seated for this one, and just follow the video through.
Come set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us, we pray. Unveil why we're made. Come set our hearts ablaze with hope, like wildfire in our very souls. Holy Spirit, come invade us now. We are your church. We need your power in us. Seek your kingdom first. We hunger and we thirst. Refuse to waste our lives. For you're our joy and prize. To see the captive hearts released. The hurt, the sick, the poor at peace. We lay down our lives for heaven's cause. We are your church. We pray, revive this earth. Build your kingdom here. Let the darkness fear. Show your mighty hand. Heal our streets and land. Set your church.
Words, but if they're just words, they lose something. Build your kingdom here, let the darkness fear, show your mighty hand, heal our streets and land, set your church on fire. That's will happen if we really get stuck into our mission. Set your church on fire, win this nation back, change the atmosphere, build your kingdom here. And the final verse said, unleash your kingdom's power, reach in the near and far, no force of hell can stop your beauty changing hearts. You made us for much more than this. Awake the kingdom seed in us. Fill us with the strength and love of Christ. We are your church. Are we? Are we a church, God's church? Then we need to help him in his ministry. The songsters sang very beautifully, when God comes near, it is a special moment. He calms my spirit and takes away each fear. Oh, such an hour of sacred friendship, that special time when God comes near, when God comes near. I pray this morning, in the final few moments of our meeting, that God will come close to you. He will if you let him, and we're going to think about the mission of our church. Now, it's easy as a church to lose sight of our vision. If we're not careful, churches begin to accumulate various programs, many of them which are brilliant. But over time, they seem to lose and forget the church's mission and drift off in a different way. Pretty soon, the church becomes cluttered with cherished programs that keep everybody busy but do not help mission. Good things in themselves, but have we forgotten the main thing? So it's important to answer and then keep coming back to the question, what is this church's mission? What is this church's mission? The church's mission, our church's mission, is, as we read a few moments ago, to glorify God by proclaiming the gospel to the lost, making Christ-like disciples. I say, does that sound like our church? Does that sound like our church? We're a growing church, and it's great to know that. But are we a church on a mission? Let me start by saying that one of the biggest problems in the church is that we are silent with our message of Jesus Christ. We share it among ourselves, but how often do we share it with people outside? We need to beware of the menace of unsaid things. In the Christian life, again and again and again, opportunity comes to speak some word for Christ or to utter some protest against evil, to stand up and show that we're on such a side on such occasions. It's easier to keep silent then than to speak. But such silence in itself is a denial of Jesus Christ. Far more people deny Jesus by their silence than by their deliberate words. Francis of Assisi is often attributed with having said, preach the gospel at all times, and if necessary, use words. Well, they tell me that he didn't. He didn't say those words. And the words are not biblical. I found out by reading they're not biblical. So I could say, I said them, because I'd love to have said those. Preach the gospel at all times, and if necessary, use words. And if we're going to make progress in appealing to others to come and follow Jesus, indeed, we can't remain silent. We're called, actually, in Philippians and in Ephesians, we're called lights in the world. Lights in the world. Not lights in the hall or lights in the chapel, but lights in the world. In the first chapter of James, he speaks of a person, and if I put it into more modern language, who comes to the service or to the meeting, listens to God's word, and thinks that listening has made them a Christian. This will make me sound old, but do you remember the old MFI furniture? You used to have to get it and put it together, and you'd look at the instructions. Then if you didn't do anything else, that wouldn't get built. You have to get on and do it. And that's what James is saying. That which is heard in the holy place must be lived in the marketplace, or there's no point in hearing it at all. So what stops many of us Christians talking to others about what we believe and what Christ has done for us? Let me ask you a question that I don't want to answer. When did you last speak to someone about Christ? When did you last take the opportunity of speaking to someone who yet is not a Christian? When did you last speak to someone about Christ? I can tell you all about Ipswich Town, what happened in the match yesterday. I can tell you what I did on holiday. But am I so keen to tell someone about Jesus Christ? So what are we called to do? Well, our mission, I said earlier, is based on Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20, which says, "And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.'" And in verse 19, something interesting. He tells his followers not to remain idle. He tells us not to be idle, that we're not simply to wait for people to come to us. We must actively take the gospel to the nations. Now, of course, for us, we can't go to the uttermost parts of the earth with the gospel. But Felixstowe and the surrounding area needs Christ. Felixstowe needs Christ. The number of people who live in Felixstowe this morning who are not in church and have never been to church, think of it that way. So Christ, God has a mission, and the mission is to spread the gospel to Felixstowe and the surrounding district. But he went further and said that also they're not content to reach the people with a message and leave it, but we reach and we teach. We teach them, he says, all that I've commanded you. And that is to fear the Lord and serve him faithfully with all their heart. The passion of each Christian here is that our reaching and teaching will result in God changing lives. We can't change people's lives, but our message can be the means of helping God to change someone's life, to give them a new heart and a new spirit. The passion of this church should be that the love of Christ would work in people's life and transform them to love God and love others. We are lucky as Christians. We know the power of Christ and desire that all would love and serve him too. The scripture says, "Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." The Christian never escapes the duty of being different from the world. It's not our duty to be conformed to the world, but to be transformed from it. I've got a little story for you now. It's a good one, and I think it'll help us to understand. It's called the starfish story. A young man is walking along the ocean and sees a beach on which thousands and thousands of starfish have washed ashore. Further along, he sees an old man walking slowly and stooping often, picking up one starfish after another and gently tossing them into the ocean. The young man said to the old one, "Why are you throwing starfish into the ocean?" The old boy said, "Because the sun is up and the tide is going out, and if I don't throw them further in, they will die." "But old man, don't you realize there are miles and miles of beach and starfish all along it? You can't possibly save them all. You can't even save one-tenth of them. In fact, even if you work all day, your efforts won't make any difference at all." The old man listened calmly, bent down, picked up another starfish and threw it into the sea and said, "There, it made a difference to that one, didn't it?" Thousands of people out there in our town are waiting to be saved, waiting to hear the message of Jesus Christ. And one of them is waiting for you. One of them is waiting for you. But if you remain silent, they'll never know. Maybe then if we're going to achieve our mission, we need to become more aware of him. Think for a few moments about becoming aware of the Holy Spirit in your life. People talk about God's will, and you hear them say, if it's God's will, it'll happen. No, if it's God's will, it will only happen if you and I respond to it. Driving a car, and you come across crossroads, and the sat-nav says, go straight over. If you don't do it, you'll never get to your destination. If you feel God's will in your life, to be talking to someone about his love or do something with someone in his name, then you have to respond to his will. And sometimes I'm sure God looks down and says, for goodness sake, get on with it, get on with it. If we want to achieve our mission, then we must have a growing awareness of God. We need to become aware of him. The songsters sang, when God comes near, it is a very special moment. And that special moment could be for you just now. Right now is the time for everyone here in this meeting to look at their commitment to the Lord. What is it? Those who have not accepted Christ as their Savior, I would say to you, accept him right now, and you will feel the excitement of knowing Jesus as your Savior. Those of us here who have been committed Christians so long time, I wonder if we've lost the excitement of Jesus because he doesn't have all the risk that all there is of us. Maybe you've molded your life, your own kind of commitment, but it doesn't work. Excitement only comes when you give your all to the Lord. Our mission, we are called to do, is to reach and teach so that lives can be changed. God desires every believer to reach the world with the gospel. That's his mission for us, to reach as many people as we can in his world with the gospel. He wants that all would have an opportunity to hear the gospel message and believe. The good news is we don't have to do it on our own. God promises to walk this road with us, to help get people back to him, or to win them for his kingdom. And even better news, to be able to do it, you don't have to be perfect. You just have to be willing. Our mission is what Jesus wants us to be, and that is for us to show the love of Christ to all those around us. That is how God's mission will be accomplished through us, his people. And we don't do it alone, because he says, I am with you always to the very end of the age. We have a powerful membership of wonderful people here in our church. And if we only let ourselves loose on the town, we could do not damage, but we could do some real good. So we all have our own answers as to what this church is doing in outreach and mission. But we could do more. And it needs you, and it needs me, to commit more. So this morning, as we leave this place, we move into the world where our mission can be. Why not this week? Speak to someone you know doesn't believe. Speak to them about Christ. Introduce them to him. Because that's your mission as a soldier and a friend of this corps. And that's my mission too. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to be willing. I hope that you're willing to become a user of our mission. I'm going to ask you to sing a little prayer chorus which says, prayer gently lifts me to highest heaven, from earth's confusion to Jesus' breast. My sin and sorrows are lost forever. And as we sing this chorus, if there's someone here who wants to make that step and God has come near to them and they need to come and find Christ as their Savior, we have a place of prayer at the front which you can come to, or just where you are.
And for those of us who are believers and we belong to this church and we have for a long time, if we've lost some of the excitement, it's because we're not out there talking to people about Christ. We're satisfied with just talking to ourselves. So for you, you can renew your vows to him this morning. It's all just simply come forward and kneel here, or as I say, just where you are. So as we sing this chorus twice through, prayer gently lifts me.
Prayer gently lifts me to highest heaven, from earth's confusion to Jesus' breath. My sin and weakness, my doubt and sorrow are lost forever in sweetest rest.
One more time.
Prayer gently lifts me to highest heaven, from earth's confusion to Jesus' breath. My sin and weakness, my doubt and sorrow are lost forever in sweetest breath.
Amen. To close our meeting, we have a gospel that matches the hour. We have the gospel for Felixstowe. So as we sing this song through with the help of the band, then get enthusiastic. You know, you don't have to do what the captain says and move your arms around, but you can get excited about belonging to Jesus. Get excited about being able to go and tell others about Jesus. So would you like to stand? And the second verse, you think, yes, and then get ready to clap yourself out. Here we go. If you're saved, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Right, now get out there and tell the people that Jesus loves them. Just a short prayer. Thank you, Father, for our worship this morning. We pray that we will think a little more about speaking to others about your power and your will. But now I just say that as we separate and go our many different places or share coffee together, that your grace and your peace and your love will be ours this morning and forevermore. Amen. Thank you very much. The band will play a short little piece, and then tea and coffee will be served.